360. Welcome back to the Pipeline Show. This is Kim Simon's single from her album. They're both called Mirror. You can buy them at iTunes as well as Google Play. You can catch her on live this summer. I was going to say tour. I don't think it's really a tour. I know she was playing around Calgary last weekend, and I think she's got some more Calgary dates coming up around the Calgary Stampede as well. All right, let's get to our HockeyProspect.com segment for the week. Dustin Braxma, who lives south of the border from us and covers the USHL, he's going to join us momentarily. We're going to talk about a handful of players, some of them for the 2016 draft, two or three for the 2017 draft as well, as we start looking ahead to June of 2017. Sounds crazy, but it's only a year away.
Never too early.
13 months away. But Dustin Braxman is going to join us, and one of the guys we're going to talk to him about is Mitchell Mattson, who started the year in the USHL, went back to high school, and is back in the USHL now with the Bloomington Thunder. Take a listen.
Merrick, near side shot, tipped in front, rebound, kicked aside, lacking, shot, they score! In front, it's Mattson! What a goal by Mitchell Mattson! It's his first of the USHL career, and it makes it 2-0 on the power play!
Wow, it sounds like they had a concert going on at the same time.
Yeah, it sounded like Megadeth was playing in the background.
Dustin Braxma from HockeyProspect.com joins us now. How are you tonight, Dustin? Welcome back to the show.
Good, guys. How are you doing?
Doing terrific. Let's start it off with the USHL playoffs, and a bunch of the guys that we're going to chat about are still playing, so that's a nice tie-in. And Mitchell Mattson and the Bloomington Thunder, actually, are both of these semifinal games going tonight, game fives in both of them?
Yeah, I was actually watching a little bit before I got on the line with you. So, yeah, both of them are tonight.
Oh, you can bring us up to speed. Any scores in the two games?
Last I checked, Dubuque was up 2-0 on Bloomington, and I think the Tri-City Waterloo game was tied last I saw.
All right, perfect.
That was about an hour ago.
All right, well, tell us about Mitchell Mattson of the Bloomington Thunder.
Yeah, I think last time or two times ago when I was on with you guys, we talked about him a little bit. He went back to high school, tried to win a state title there, came up a little bit short, then returned to Bloomington to finish the season. You know, we talked about his skill last time. Everybody's looking for a 6'4", a big centerman down the middle of the ice. He is that guy. He has the skill. He has the hands. His skating has a little bit ways to go. It seems like sometimes he's dragging some dead weight out there. So I think once he strengthens up and adds some bulk, his skating will ultimately improve. You don't see a lot of offense out of him in the USHL level. I don't think he's even got any points since he's been back. I have to check on that, but I don't think so. He plays a pretty limited role in Bloomington right now. I was watching a little bit of it tonight, and it's mainly fourth line minutes. They protect him a little bit, offensive zone face-off, stuff like that. But the skill is there. He just needs to iron out his skating and bring his game on a more consistent basis. Even at the high school level, there were nights where he should dominate and just wasn't, given his size and his skill set. And he, for lack of a better term, he takes nights off. And one game I saw in the state tournament this year against Eden Prairie. Now, granted, Eden Prairie was absolutely stacked. They have they have Casey Mittelstadt, who just announced he's coming back there next year. Another 2016 draft pick, or draft prospect in, Michael Graham. He went head to head against him. Michael Graham actually dominated Mattson all night that game. I think Eden Prairie won it 6-2, 7-2. So Mattson needs to work on his consistency and just utilizing and realizing what he does well on a nightly basis and not try to be something that he's not.
He's 6'4", 190 pounds. Is he a guy that uses his size very well?
At times he does. At times he can use it along the wall extremely well. You'll see him go along the wall, especially in high school. I mean, high school, I don't want to, you know, disparage Minnesota high school at all, but when you're 6'4", you're bigger than three quarters of the players you're playing against. And, you know, he would come away with the puck even outnumbered, but then there's some nights where he'd go into the corner with a smaller player and lose the battle. So, he does at times use his body, but it's something he really needs to become more consistent at to get to the level where I think a lot of scouts have him projected as an early round pick.
Do you think he would have been better off playing the whole year in the USHL at a higher level than maybe he got complacent playing high school hockey?
That's an interesting thought. I never really thought about that. I think for his long-term development, I think he's going to get there no matter what. I think in the short term, maybe he would have had a little bit better year and maybe could have expedited. He's going to go off to college, and I think 2 years he's off to North Dakota, or in a year, I think. I think he's going there next year. So, you know, he's gonna progress. If you're looking for a player to, you know, if you're drafting him and you're thinking in the 1, 2, 3 year zone, then yeah, you maybe would have liked him to play the full year in the USHL. But if you're drafting him more as a long-term project where you're not going to rush him into anything, I don't think it makes a difference neither here nor there.
Dustin Braxma from HockeyProspect.com, our guest. We're chatting about some USHL players who are eligible for the draft this year and next. Two players in Waterloo that are in action as we speak. And an update, it's 4-2 Tri-City leading Waterloo in the third period. And Dubuque still with that 2-0 lead over Bloomington. But the two Waterloo players to chat about are Jake Rizek and as well as a defenseman, Sam Rossini. Let's start with Rossini. Absolutely zero offense from him this season. Just 8 points over 46 games. And really, last year he had 5 points as well. So not expecting a lot of offense, but he's got size, 6'3 and 200-ish pounds. What do you like about him?
Well, you're right. People were expecting a little bit more offense out of him. I talked to a scout for Waterloo, and he was a little bit surprised that that part of his game didn't progress at all this year. But you have to understand, you know, what situations he's being put in. I think he primarily gets plays in a shutdown role, penalty killing, and he's very effective at that. He blocks shots. He wins battles. He gets a good position on forwards in front. He clears guys out for his goalie. So he does other things other than offensive production to help his team out. I know myself, I expected more of an offensive season out of him. But, you know, he does the little things that a shutdown defenseman in his role that they have him doing there in Waterloo.
Michael O'Leary is another prospect that we're talking about. This is an interesting guy for me, a guy that played for Canada at the U-17s, is going to play another year for Dubuque before he's off to the University of Notre Dame. And, you know, for his first year in the USHL, the left winger didn't actually have too bad of an offensive output, 27 points in just under 60 games.
No, and, you know, he kind of flies under the radar a little bit just because Willie Nearham gets most of the attention as far as draft-eligible prospects on that team. I really like his game, personally. He plays a lot at center. He was playing center tonight. The times I saw him this year, he was playing center. They kind of move him up and down the lineup. He plays a ton. He plays penalty kill, four-on-four, power play. He plays in all different situations for him. He's probably not a real big goal scorer for you, but he has really good vision on the ice. He makes simple plays. He comes away with a puck on the wall, and he knows where he's going with it instantly. Definitely a pass-first guy in the offensive zone, but he plays a really solid 200-foot game up and down the ice. And he makes plays that you may not see on the score sheet, but affect his team in a positive way for sure.
Dustin Braxman from HockeyProspect.com, our guest. We blew past Jake Rizek of Waterloo. The trade from Sioux City to Waterloo for him seemed to be a really good thing. He ended up with 20 points in 18 games for the Blackhawks. Mm-hmm. Not a big guy, 5'10-ish, and under 170 pounds, according to the sheet that I'm looking at. Not very big. No. Where do you see him going in the draft?
Well, I'm not sure. I know what I like to do when I keep a list of defensemen is I kind of categorize them into shutdown guys, puck moving guys, and then hybrid guys. And as far as hybrid guys go, you throw away his size, and he's as good as it gets in the USHL level. He's a fantastic skater. I think he has a high hockey IQ. He thinks the game well. He knows where he's going with the puck almost before he gets it on his stick. You know, he like you said, his offensive output did take a a spike once after the trade from Tri-City, but or I'm sorry, Sioux City. But I think he's a really smart player, and you got to look past the size a little bit and look at what he does and what his body of work is. And I think he's a fantastic player. I think you know, I don't want to sell the kid short and say, you know, maybe a late round pick. I can certainly see a team taking using a pick on him. I think he's off to Providence, letting him season there. You know, he's definitely a long-term project for a team if they do decide to use a pick on him. But Hockey IQ is off the charts, impressive player in the viewings I saw of him.
Dustin, let's talk about a couple of kids for the 2017 draft. First of all, Mick Mesner, an American kid from Madison, Wisconsin. No surprise he's going to the University of Wisconsin in 2017-18. From what I can tell, this guy is a shoot first, ask questions later type of player. Loves to shoot and score goals.
Yeah, you're right. I've watched Mesner play for a couple years now. He's a local kid, so I can get out and see him during the week, no problem. It was an interesting year for him because he kind of split time between the Madison Capital AAA program, and then they would kind of sprinkle him into the Capitals USHL team too. Primarily in a fourth line role. He didn't see a whole lot of, time with the top players. I would have liked to see him, play some power play minutes and stuff, but, yeah, he is. He shoots off the rush really well. He skates really well. He can create turnovers on the forecheck. He's not a real big kid. I think he's maybe a 5'11", but, I know he went really high in the USHL draft last year. A lot of scouts in the USHL are really high on his skating and his overall finishing ability. You didn't see it a lot in the USHL level this year, primarily just because of the role he played on the team. Limited. He almost saw different line mates every time I saw him play. He never played the same guy. So, and Madison was a struggling team this year too. So I'm interested to see what he does next year. I think he'll probably fit into a more prominent top six role on that team. They're bringing in some good players that they got in the phase two draft this year, so the team should be a little bit better. He's a couple years away from college hockey even, but his skating and his shot is definitely very, very good.
We got just about a minute left in the segment. Dominic Mersch, another player we should know. For the 2017 draft, the fifth overall pick by Lincoln last year. What can you tell us about this forward?
Yeah, real quickly, his older brother went to Wisconsin. It looks like he's going to Wisconsin, too. He's a little bit better skater than Michael. Michael's in the L.A. Prospect pool right now. Saw some call-ups. But Dominic, he doesn't have the hands or the finishing ability, but he's a power forward. He skates really well, gets up and down the ice. Really impressive down low. He didn't have a whole lot of offensive production, I don't think, this year in his first year in the USHL. But, again, he's another player that will probably see a more prominent role down the road next year there with his UHL team.
Excellent stuff. Dustin, we really appreciate your time tonight. Look forward to chatting with you again.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
You bet. You too.